Hello, friends. It's Jim Nance, and it's my great pleasure to welcome you to Beyond the Clubhouse, a podcast hosted by my friend Garrett Johnston. He is a testament to one of the great things about this sport, the friendships that come from playing or even just talking about the game. And you're going to meet some of the characters that Garrett has gotten to know from this past decade plus that he's been covering the sport. You're going to hear from players, caddies, members of the media. You're going to get the storytelling, the golf news, the players' swing tips, and a whole lot of laughs. It's coming your way with this edition of Beyond the Clubhouse. Here's Garrett.
All right, what's going on, guys? This is the April 13th edition of the Beyond the Clubhouse podcast. It's Saturday morning of the Masters. We've seen two rounds. We saw just an unbelievable Friday, a marathon for guys like Tiger, Max Homa, Jason Day. That group was just had played so many holes, and we saw the wins pick up. And I really want to kind of drill down and kind of talk about the leaders, right, that we have at the moment. So Max Homa being one of them at 6 under, Bryson DeChambeau at 6 under, and Scottie Scheffler at 6 under. And just as an update, I do have about a 3-minute chat I did with Max Homa. We'll get into that here in a few minutes after I kind of go over my review of what I've seen, and obviously the press conference is kind of my thoughts on what they've said, the way they've said things too. But yeah, 3 minutes with Max Homa, and this was the 2020 Masters, his very first Masters. And if you look for transcripts of rookies at that Masters, it's so hard to come by many at all, right? It's just, it was the fall Masters, and I was lucky to run into him on Tuesday and caught up with him and just got just general quick thoughts about the Masters and what he's looking forward to, but also what his impressions were of the course. I mean, this is a guy that had dreamed about playing this course for so long. So we get very initial impressions from him. We'll get to that in a minute, and I'll enter that. But I just want to get thoughts. Like, let's get into, I guess, why not start with Max Homa, 6 under par. What were his thoughts and takeaways? His presser is fascinating. If you go to the Masters YouTube and watch the On the Record presser with him, it's really good. Thoughts from him about playing with Tiger, right? We saw what it meant to him, I think, to play with Tiger. But I also saw, in my opinion, when they shook hands after playing the 36th hole, Jason Day gave Tiger the old bear hug. We know how those guys go back. But Max was all business. I mean, there may have been times where he was more sentimental with Tiger throughout those 36 holes, but he gave him just a quick handshake and just kind of moved on. And you know what? I think that says a lot. I think you got to take a little bit out of insight from that, because I think Max is really showing that he's all business, and he knows what he wants to get done this week, and he knows he's up there and getting a 6 under. But he did go down memory lane, sentimental side, and he did talk about Tiger and what he saw from that, these 36 hole. He said on Friday, the walk up the 12th tee, right? So he got there with Jason Day first. You're waiting on 12th tee. You're at Amen Corner, one of the most famous parts of the world. And Tiger was the last to walk up. And just hearing the patrons' applause and just feeling the aura of Augusta National, that is something he's always going to remember. It's one thing that Max Homa said at his presser. So that stood out to me. I mean, how could it not, right? Tiger at Augusta grinding to make the cut and get the consecutive cut streak at 24. What an impressive thing, but what a cool thing for Max and for Jason to experience it and be there with their guy when he got it done. He said that his memory in the moment at his presser, I can tell you all about Tiger's round. I can tell you about Jason Day's round, but I'm not remembering too much about my round. He did get asked about himself, though. What did he learn about himself? A lot of good questions from guys like Jeff Babineau and Michael Bamberger there in the presser. And what he learned about himself, and he says, regardless of outcome, it's about just playing really good golf and just knowing that he can do that, right? Did I commit to the shot? He's going to ask himself. Okay, good shot or bad shot? I might as well close my eyes. I love this talk of commitment, right? Hit your shot, and then at that point, might as well close your eyes. Acceptance. And when you hear in presser of Max Homa on Friday, there's so much acceptance as he talks about in journaling, but just the way he's thinking about his mindset right now and the way he's playing golf. I would like to take that mindset going forward, is what Max said. Okay, just close my eyes at this point. I might as well close my eyes as long as I know I committed my shot. Just when do you hear that in any sport, right? Like from any athlete. I love that kind of just honesty from Max. He wants to show a lot, basically. He wants to show a lot of moxie for this week going ahead, the next couple days. That's a big goal for him as well going forward. He knows he has the game, and he showed it early, but can he get it done? And that's the question. He wants to see if I have the mental discipline for a whole week like this. That's a big thing for Max. Okay, does he have the mental discipline? Okay, he knows he fought hard Friday. They asked him about his best shot. He said it was a 7-wood, 240 yards into the wind. How do you like them apples? It's just about 35 feet. What a shot. And then he makes birdie. And that was just something that stuck out to him when he thinks about the shot. But for me, it's just listening to him. It's about acceptance. Like, he's just so good about accepting the result and knowing, okay, give it my best shot, yes or no. Journaling is something he mentioned as well recently being very important. He says he writes about people he's thankful for. They asked him in the presser, what are you going to write about tonight? And he said, yeah, people I'm thankful for. Probably five or six things in general that I'm thankful for, but it's going to start with people. And he said he has a really good group of people that are around him this week that they're only going to be asking him about Tiger. Like, hey, you play with Tiger. Tell us about that. And his wife, Lacey, says she never lets him gloat about anything. I love that he's got people that are going to keep him in check. There's accountability, too. It's not just acceptance, but it's accountability. There's so many aspects of Max's life that he really seems to have in check, which is really impressive. He's grateful he gets to play Saturday at the Masters, right? And so here he is now. He's grateful for that. So I'd love to hear kind of his mindset. He's going to write down what he learned from the day and look at the result, regardless of the result, he said, and what he's going to take with me. Do the best I can. That might be great and might not be great, but I'm going to be okay with that, period. Acceptance, as I said. I'm reading verbatim some of his quotes here, so forgive me, but I really like what we're hearing from Max Homa. Now let's get to the soundbite I had with him. This is 3 minutes at the 2020 Masters. Okay, it's Tuesday. It's late in the afternoon. So we've seen the course a couple times, but these are initial impressions from Max Homa and what his expectations are for that week as a rookie in 2020.
Impressions of this course, man. I mean, this is a first time. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it lives up to the hype. It's pretty crazy. It's an enormous property. Everyone tells you how hilly it is, and it's just as hilly, if not more hilly. But it's just beautiful. This is like the mecca of golf.
Any surprises about this course? Like when you get around Amen Corner or some of the iconic spots? Or
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty magical. Once you get to the fairway on 11, you look down, you could see across, 12 and 13. That's cool. The surprise is like 7 green is much smaller than I thought it would have been. Certain greens are a little smaller or a little bigger. I guess you've watched it so many times on TV that there's not a lot that's crazy surprising, but just the feeling you get on, 12T and playing 13 is like I said, it lives up to the hype.
Yeah, because who is it? It was Zach Guthrie, caddy for Tyler Duncan, was telling me tee box on 13. You're so secluded from the rest of the world. Like, what is that?
Yeah, I feel like once you get down the hill on 10 to the fairway, that's kind of how you feel. Like, one of my favorite golf courses in the world is Riviera, and I've always liked it because you're in one of the biggest cities, yet it drops so low that you don't feel like you're in downtown LA or in LA, and that's kind of how you feel here. You're up here and there's quite a few people, and then all of a sudden you get down the fairway on 10 and you're in your own little world. And it even gets greater once you get to 13, because now you're really in a corner all by yourself, in the coolest golf course in the world. So it's a pretty special spot back there.
Definitely is. So expectations for this week. I know rookie hasn't won since 79, but this is a really strong rookie class.
Yeah, I've been playing awesome, especially this week. Played really well last week, just didn't score. So I have high expectations. If I do what I'm supposed to do, I think I could have a great week. The golf course, I think, lends itself to great ball striking. I hit it really well last week. Obviously there's some nuances and stuff I'm going to have to pick up as we go, but got a good amount of work in already through 2 days and learned a little bit about certain putts and certain chips and where you leave it. My caddy Joe has been here two years, so he knows quite a bit. So I feel like I have a good feeling about the week.
Yeah, you said you're looking for a good week. Does that mean a chance on Sunday within a few shots, or how would you look at it?
Yeah, I think a good week is always winning, so.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, that's obviously where our head would be at. Like I said, I know my game's in a good spot, so if I play well, I don't see why I wouldn't be able to contend and see what happens on Sunday. But, we have one more day to get ready, and so far it's gone really well.
All right, my thanks to a quick chat with Max Homa again. And so it's just 2.5, 3 minutes. It is what it is, but it's a moment in time. It's a moment in time. You can't get back. And I was happy that he had some thoughts there. This is some initial thoughts. He's a very thoughtful guy, I think. Here we go. He's overusing the word, but there's a lot that's relatable about Max Homa. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. I want to go through the next couple leaders before we let you go here. Bryson DeChambeau, he said, going forward, having a share of the 36-hole lead, he says he wants to allow himself to be okay with not the best golf shots. That was for Friday, okay? Knowing how hard it was, we saw his last couple holes, 17, 18, he missed some shorter putts there. He was asked about his new 3D irons. He said he's got to allow off-centered shots to hit better, to help to offset those off-centered shots. He said he's very excited when he looks at this opportunity he had, these 36 holes. Very excited, the opportunity to show his skill set and see where that sets him up. He said his game's in a great spot. His mindset as well. He's really excited to show that off. The funny thing that I caught is his caddy. He said his caddy is out there keeping him in check, joking around with him, keeping the lighthearted moments when it got so hard in the wind. And it's interesting that he says that because I did speak with his caddy, Greg Bodine, by text message before their round on Friday. And I said, hey, what is going on with your guy? Why is he playing so well at Augusta? Not necessarily his best course. And he said, hey, when you hit 330-yard draws, I mean, that's it right there. It's that simple. And so that off the bat is huge. And then I did ask him about the irons, these new 3D irons. I said, well, how far is he carrying some of these irons? Like the 6-iron, for example, 235 yards, okay? How do we like that? That's workable, I think, right? But the driver technology in the irons on the iron face is interesting stuff. So good to hear from his caddy, but I like that he's allowing Greg to keep him in check. I like hearing that. There's so much about Bryson. People like to say, oh, he's just like this mad scientist. He's all about himself. But if he has somebody, I think, to keep things light, and he's saying that that's happening, I think that's crucial. I think that's important for the rest of these 36 holes to see what he can do. He said he's looking forward to playing against Scotty Scheffler. That's something he doesn't get a chance to do very much. Obviously, PGA Tour superstar, and he's a LIV guy, so they don't get the chance to do that. But he's very much looking forward to playing with Scotty Scheffler in general, and seeing how he gets to match up against him. So we'll hopefully see what happens there. Scotty Scheffler, speaking of him, let's get on to him. The third co-leader here, he said even par was a good score on Friday. That was his big takeaway. Gusts were crazy. He said shots on 11 and 12 at Amon Corner were just unbelievably difficult. Jeff Babineau asked him how hard the final stretch after those two holes, 13 on, the usually scoreable stretch, right? 13 through 18, was that the hardest he'd ever seen it play on Friday? He said, yes, it was. So interesting to see Scotty. He's a putt from 4 feet, he said, that basically on the ninth hole, it's moving so much more than it used to. You might be just like just a cup outside on the right. Now it could be moving as much as another cup and a half, I think, the other direction because of the wind. So there's just a lot to factor in. This is a different kind of game, but he's also a Texas guy, a Dallas guy, and you get so many wins. So if we do see some more wins this weekend, I think it does favor a guy like a Scotty and a guy like a Bryson, because Bryson also lives in Dallas as well. They get a lot of wins. So we'll see what happens there. Guys, hope you enjoy the weekend at the Masters. I just wanted to give you this update. Hope you like the brief thoughts with Max Homa, and we'll catch up soon here on the podcast.